So we haven't stopped making changes.
Yeah.
the original book had been used for about 10 years. Sue and I, every couple of years, would update some of the problems because I tended to write with using real data and from research. And so an example would be I would have data of AIDS research. Well, we're now in 2013. I don't want the year to end at 1996. So every 2 years, we might update some of the problems for that. The big changes were we wrote the original book in a combination of MathCAD, Word, and Excel. And so when Connections took it, they needed to switch everything and write the whole book online in XML so that it could be read, because we were writing a hard copy. So they needed it so that it could be read by the blind readers and it would be ADA compliant. And that gave us a time to add a lot more to what we wanted. When it became online, we started getting lots and lots of suggestions. And some of them were wonderful, and some of them weren't. And the ones that weren't wonderful, we just said, this is the beauty of the Connections model. There's a CC BY license on it. You can download the book, make whatever changes you want, and either upload it back on Connections with your class name on it, or you can put it on your own server and do whatever you want to it, and as long as you give attribution to Sue and me. So people did different parts. Now, the changes that were made by others, very few people, people would send typos, because of course when you go from a hard copy book and you go to another platform and people are putting in all of that, there are lots of typos that are introduced. The most common one is when we had an expression, a mathematical formula, raised to the second power, and when the conversion went, the exponent came down onto the same line, so it looked like a multiplication of two at the end. So that's a common type problem, and people would point it out. Fortunately, or ironically, whichever way you want to say it, the students pointed out the errors. Most of them were international students who were reading the book so carefully because they didn't want to miss something, and they would say, Miss Barbara, I think I read this wrong because I'm not understanding why this formula is this. And they were almost right. It was a typo, you know, that was introduced when the book went from a hard copy to it. And we could go in immediately and fix it. And Susan and I loved using the online version, and we told the students, please don't buy the hard copy version. Please don't buy it, because one, the online version is always the most up-to-date. Also, anytime you hover the mouse over a vocabulary word, the glossary definition would come up, and you could just print out what you want. You could print out just the homework, or print out just the labs, or print out a page that you really need to understand. But I think that the teaching and the learning is better using the online version, so I always did. So there were those types of tiny typos, which the Connections folks did a totally fabulous job. But anytime something's in its first re-release, that happens. Then there were different types of changes. So for example, there was a faculty member, Terry Teagarden, at Mesa College, who she used Minitab as her technology. So she downloaded the labs and wrote instructions for Minitab and just pulled the book over and reloaded it up on Connections, but wherever we had calculator instructions, she put in Minitab instructions. So that was a type of reuse and repurposing, but it was the same text. She didn't change the text or any of the problems, she just changed the technology that her students would be using, and so that they wouldn't be seeing the calculator technology, she went over. We have another colleague, Roberta Bloom, who is also a statistician and teaches at the same college I do, and she introduces correlation and regression from a hypothesis testing standpoint. Now, there was a time that we were teaching linear regression in the beginning of the course, and of course that's before hypothesis testing, so you can't teach it from a hypothesis testing standpoint. We've now moved it back towards the end of the course, and most of us are actually teaching it that way. But she wrote, she took our chapter 9 and our chapter 12, I think, and she wrote supplemental material for her students. When we moved to the OpenStax, getting ready for the OpenStax, we had her and we had several other statisticians from around the country assist on the improvements. So there have been a lot of, most of the improvements and changes that have made have gone from this conversion from connections to the OpenStax model. But Roberta, for example, she took our, I think she took 10 of the 13 chapters as is, and then she changed the text for two or three of the chapters and had her students look at her site on connections instead of going to ours, because she could just download it.